And it's time now for our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning once again. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Good, thanks. As today, we're going to kind of go a little bit back towards last week's topic and continue on. We talked about trauma last week. Today, we're going to focus on maybe a way to help prevent trauma through self-awareness and listening to our gut. We've heard that phrase many times before. We're going to kind of dive into that a little bit more. How do we all tie this in with trauma, and what are we focusing on today?
Well, I think the first thing I want to make sure that I say is that we are not responsible for traumatic events that happen to us. You know, there's all kinds of things that other people might do or might be totally accidental, and we cannot put the responsibility on the person who experiences it. But I do think that there's things sometimes that later people will say, I saw that coming and I didn't do anything. The challenge in our society is that we're smart. So our brain sometimes doesn't listen to our gut. It says, oh, no, it's fine. And we step over it, and then we don't put our foot on the brake quickly enough, or we don't make an adjustment. So when I'm talking about self-awareness, I mean listening to your body, you know, that sense that you get in your stomach and right around your heart that you're thinking, what's going on? And then actually taking action rather than saying, no big deal. And I'm going to give you an example. And this is something that happened to me. Nothing, there was no trauma. But years ago, I was walking my dog, and I have a big dog, and it was in the evening. Wear a reflective vest, didn't want to get hit by a car. I thought that was great. I see somebody walking toward me, and I never see that in this neighborhood. And they were walking kind of funny with a lot of speed. I immediately took off the reflective vest and turned the corner. I thought, I don't want to be passing this person in the dark. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Nothing did happen, and maybe nothing would have happened, but I didn't want to find out.
Could have been the nicest guy in the world.
Right. Could have given me $1 million.
Right.
I missed $1 million,
right.
But I also missed something else.
Right.
So that gut is what we really need to think is, okay, is this a normal thing? So we really want to pay attention to our surroundings. If we don't know where we're going, we want to have an alternative plan if we get lost. This is just, you know, it's something we need to do. Teenage girls, you know, a lot of times they would sit in my office at the high school and they would be telling me stuff. And one time somebody said, I got in the car and I didn't know the people who were going, where they were going. Mm-hmm. I said, never get in a car unless you know where the car is going. How can someone find you? And I mean, she said she realized that she'd been afraid, but she didn't want to look uncool.
Right.
Look uncool.
Yeah.
It's okay. If your mom or dad has to come find you, you want to be findable. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And I think sometimes people don't even pay attention. They think that they're going to be insulting to the other person. You know, if you lock the door when you're at the corner because somebody's, the car door when somebody's approaches, well, you should. But there's reasons for that. You don't want to have a negative experience. And honestly, I don't want that other person to do something that would harm them emotionally as well, because committing a crime does something to the criminal as well. And that, we don't want to have a world that is like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, trusting your gut is telling you something for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not just happening out of nowhere. There's some reason that's making you feel uneasy or like, okay, hold on a second here. So when people say trust your gut, well, there's some reason that's making you feel that way. Go with it. You know.
Exactly. And what we know is that our organs are connected directly to our brain, and they say our first impulse is in our stomach and or in our trunk, and then our brain is the one who interprets it. It's okay for our brain to go, listen, there really is no problem. That sound you hear is an ambulance coming to help somebody. Okay, good. Then you can settle down. But if you don't know what it is, you really want to avoid the situation, if at all possible. And that means speaking up, crossing the street, locking the door. If your purse is on a counter, just casually move your purse. You know, you don't want somebody to commit a crime or to take something and then feel bad about it later. And you don't want to lose your stuff.
Yeah. Better to be safe than sorry. We've used that, I think, probably on this show before in referencing some of the other things that we've talked about. And it makes sense because you may have that hurdle where you're like, all right, well, this make me feel kind of lame or make me look kind of silly for taking extra precautions. But if you don't, and your gut turns out to have been right and you ignored it,
I think it makes you look smart. It makes you look like you know what's going on and you're paying attention to yourself. You don't have to be mean to people. You just want to pay attention.
Yeah. Is there a resource here? I know you've got one on the sheet that maybe folks would want to take a look at.
Well, the one that I found is really about traveling, staying safe while traveling, but those can all be applied to local, you know, to your own life. 50 tips to enhance travel safety and security. So just, you know, paying attention to where things are. There's also some resources online that are a little less specific, but are talking about trusting your gut. So, and the workbooks as well.
All right. You can find out more online at safeharboril.com. As that's all the time we have for today's edition of Your Life Matters, it's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. Again, it's safeharboril.com. Join us next Monday for our next installment.